Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. How do you make fast friends with one of the most influential hip-hop groups of all time? You'd have to ask the Kalamazoo trio Desert Ease. The group will perform tomorrow night at Bell's Brewery. MC Mike Williams, aka Five Star, says back in 2004, a friend of his asked Desert Ease if they wanted to open for the Wu-Tang Clan on a four-city tour through Chicago, Detroit, Ann Arbor, and Kalamazoo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Of course they said yes. And soon after that, that short tour led to another tour, and then another tour.
So we just cultivated a friendship from the first time, because you're seeing us in a van, we're all eating at the same restaurant, we're hanging out, we're in the same hotel, and then the friendship grew, and then the respect for the music. Like, after they heard it, they were like, what? So we were like, yeah, you know, this is, we get down too. So I think it helped them see that not only New York, because I'm sure as they traveled the globe, they met other places, but Kalamazoo, like, yeah, you know, we got down. So we befriended Killer Priest and Inspector Dex, the one who really helped us. He really dug his claws in and got us going to where we had the success that we've had to this day.
William says it's like hanging out with the Beatles.
Throughout the States, people go nuts over them. I mean, you're talking venues, 8,000 people, rocking the van, standing out in front of the hotel, security for us because we're with them, but it's almost surreal. Like, you can't, but like, you can't fathom this is someone's life. You can't go into McDonald's because of who you are and what you do for a living, but they are definitely cool people, down to earth. I mean, I believe they feel that they started just like us with a demo and wanting to do something. But it's like you see on TV, like, fans are fanatics, like, when it comes to that group.
Since then, the Kalamazoo group Desert Ease and the Wu-Tang Clan have been close. Members of Wu-Tang have been featured on their tracks and even helped produce Desert Ease's album, Witch's Brew. Williams also joined two members of Wu-Tang in the hip-hop supergroup The Almighty. Like the Wu-Tang Clan, Desert Ease has an affinity for that old-school hip-hop. It's part of the reason the group started 12 years ago, back when the three of them were students at Western Michigan University.
Welcome home, hip-hop. You've been gone for the longest. Everything about you made me add you to my song list. Now that you're back, you can witness how I get down and how things move when I'm leveling the sound. Shorts became shorter, chicks became thicker. My city gained status as I motioned out the picture.
William says the trio didn't like the commercial sound of new hip-hop.
Nowadays, when you listen, the lyrics don't hold any weight. So it kills the credibility of some of the artists. And the bad thing is, some of the artists don't care. They're just making what they call songs, party music, and that's fine. But at its essence, hip-hop, if you look at Rakim and Nas and Chuck D for Public Enemy and all the KRS-One, Knowledge Reigns Supreme over nearly everyone, there was such an emphasis on lyrics. So now when it's watered down, the beats are simplistic. Like before, you had to dig into crates for samples. Like, it was, DJs took pride in going to vinyl shops and finding obscure, you know, samples that no one ever had. And now you can just think, 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 and it's just, there's just no creativity, it's no depth to it now. You know, before it was, you can find a Led Zeppelin guitar riff and accompany it with a Miles Davis trumpet and chop it so, you know, you couldn't tell where it came from. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, you could just say, oh, that's Led Zeppelin. But the really good ones would chop it and then they would white label their record so no one would even know where the beats came from. And then the MCs were dope and then their vocab and their metaphors and similes were like mind-blowing and you'd be like, whoa, and then they were political and they stood for something. And now it's just, And there's nothing wrong with it, don't get me wrong, but we just want balance. There's just too much of one thing.
It's clear that Desert Ease gives special attention to its lyrics. The group says they won critical acclaim for that in their very first mixtape, The Realness, which came out in 2005. Lyrical assassin, I smash many contenders. Lake effect, dialect, dilate your pupils. Stack funds like mutuals, push pharmaceuticals. Lights, cameras, action, I'm rolling through your hood, maxing. All wheels engaged, set I'm maxing. Icy streets ahead, superb traction. Williams says each member of Desert Ease writes their own verses, just like traditional MCs. He says over the years, more hip-hop artists have gotten into songwriting, starting with people like Puff Daddy and Dr. Dre. Williams says that's okay, but it's not their style.
We usually get the beat first, and then the beat sometimes stimulates one more than the other, but if it's a banger all the way across, come up with a topic like, ooh, this would be a great female song. Ooh, this would be a great revolutionary song. This would just be great to just spit and showcase your talent on. And then knowing that Nevek is going to come with his A game and Ron's going to come with his A game, then I then have to. So we each push each other, not knowing what the other's gonna bring. Knowing it's gonna be good. Proper diet, so let's start a riot. Cause they feeding us sugar and killing us. And God we trust, maybe if I had a nuke, I would bust. We got the idea from EPMD. Great group. They said they never share the lyrics up front. Like they just go in kind of battling each other and it kind of brings out the best.
William says, like the old school style, some of the art forms that were part of it are dying out.
Everyone gives credit to the B-boy,
also known as the breakdancer,
the graffiti artist, the DJ and the MC, because they all make it. It's like a culture. It really is. And each one holds, even though the MCs typically get more credit and are more visible, they each have a vital part in the success of hip hop. But again, you don't see graffiti artists anymore. You rarely see people break dancing anymore. So it's, you know, you want to keep those things alive because they're so great and so important to the culture.
But William says there are more rappers than ever. Through the internet, anyone can share their music. And William says that can make it hard for any one artist to distinguish themselves. He says Desert Ease has been fortunate enough to make connections like the Wu-Tang Clan, as well as artist and activist Talib Kweli. Kweli was recently featured on Desert Ease's song Rolex Dreamin' off of their latest album, Late Night Cognac Sessions. Say, bruh, don't quit your day job. Say, what? Hate, we love chasing the paper. Lunch pail, a paper bag, and we make it happen. The job's killer, but God's iller, your paper dragons. William says Kweli's activist background complemented the meaning behind the song. Peace to the planet, the vibrant in the dark space. So magnificent, we from the Great Lakes. We make the moonlight, we what the streets breed. This for the motherland, we in another league. Good weed to burn, good yak to sip. Your queen's online, trying to catch a glimpse. We should chop it up, yo, for heaven's sake. This is King's work, time to elevate. Rolex Dreamin', you know, you're inner city kid, you struggle. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity or race is, it's just a economic thing. So all these kids have dreams of doing better for themselves and, you know, whether you're just talking with friends and just dreaming like, yo, man, one day, or you're actually in motion, like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make it happen. So working with him on that track was just, it just worked out perfect. So what's next for Desert Ease? A performance at South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas, an international tour with Bronze Nazareth of Wu-Tang Clan fame, and William says, hopefully, another album. You can catch Desert Ease tomorrow night at 9 at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.